Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Getting ready for week 5 with FFT in 5. Adam Azer, Heath Cummins, talking to you about the questionable players and the other big news going into week 5. Let's start with Brian Robinson. He is being activated. And you know, it's so funny, Heath. I'm so excited for him to come back. I might have to drop him because I don't really, he might be the worst player on my bench, you know, so that's disappointing. But if we are going to play, if we're going to keep Brian Robinson, what do we do in week 3 with the Washington running back? Week 5 with the Washington, with the 3 Washington running backs.
I do not want to start any Washington running backs. I also don't really want to drop of the Washington running backs. But I would say that if you had to start one, J.D. McKissic would be the guy I would start because he's the one guy whose role that I feel pretty confident in. They've already talked about a pitch count for Brian Robinson. He's going to share early downs with Antonio Gibson. He's going to do very little on passing downs. This is a stay-away situation. Maybe one of them will score a touchdown.
He is 81% rostered. Amon-Ra St. Brown, what do we know about him going into this game at New England?
We're expecting him to play. We don't know how much he's going to play. It will still be a game-time decision, but the expectation is he will play, and if he's active, I'm probably starting him as a low-end number two wide receiver. This takes Josh Reynolds from a low-end number two wide receiver to more of a boom-bust flex option. You're still starting TJ Hawkinson.
Okay, and you would start Reynolds if St. Brown's out.
I would start Reynolds as a low-end number two.
This one I hate, not going to lie. David Montgomery expected to play at Minnesota. I don't want to start either guy. How about you?
I'm starting David Montgomery as a number two running back. I mean, the game before he got hurt, he absolutely shredded what we think is one of the better defenses of the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. It's been a pretty clear 2-1 split between Montgomery and Herbert in terms of rotation, and I don't expect that's going to change. So there's some risk that he gets hurt. Maybe you rank him a little lower than you normally do, but he's a low-end number two running back for me this week.
All right, so you'd start him ahead of guys like Zeke and Connor and those scrubs. How about the Patriots running backs or David Montgomery?
I would start David Montgomery.
Okay. How about the Miami wide receivers? Are we expecting them to play? And the good thing is that almost everybody we're talking about today, they have 1 o'clock games, so it'll help with our lineups. But Tyreek and Jalen Waddle?
Expecting them to play and in my lineup as long as they're active.
Okay, any hesitation with T. Higgins?
No, there's been positive reports on him as well, so we're expecting him. He's a top 12 wide receiver.
All right, two maybe tough calls this week. Monday Night Football. Hunter Renfrow is going to play, and Juju Smith-Schuster is questionable. So these are decisions we're going to have to make. If you have both of them, that'd be great. But what do you think about Juju and Hunter Renfrow?
They are both number three wide receivers. I would rather start Renfrow in full PPR. I'd rather start Juju in non-PPR. I would start guys like Deontay Johnson still over both. I would start Curtis Samuel over both. But they're in that number three.
Do you feel like Juju's going to play comfortable enough to put him in your lineup right now on Sunday morning?
It's got to be a pretty big difference between him and someone else. Like, if it's a tiebreaker, I think you just don't play him. But yeah, I think he's going to play. I've not seen anything suggesting he won't.
Rashad Bateman is out. And would you start Devin Duvernay over Juju Smith-Schuster? If you knew Juju was playing, do you think Duvernay is set up for success this week against the Bengals?
He's a boom-bust number four wide receiver or flex. He's probably going to see 5 or 6 targets. If he scores a touchdown, he'll have a good day, but Duvernay's not someone I want to get in my lineups. If it was only him and Juju on my team and I had to choose with no further information, I'd probably just play Duvernay to play it safe, but I prefer Juju.
All right, Rondale Moore is questionable. They do have a late afternoon game, but do you see maybe a reason to add Greg Dortch, who scored 13.3 or more PPR fantasy points in every game without Rondale Moore?
I don't really like this Cardinals offense very much at all today. Like, I'm starting Zach Ertz and Marquise Brown, but I don't want to start anyone else, really. Kyler Murray is just barely a top 12 quarterback for me. And we got some semi-positive reports on Moore, so I don't think we need to do that.
All right, and Josh Palmer's questionable but likely to play. Keenan Allen is out. So, Palmer, would you go back to him or pass?
He is in that Josh Reynolds range, low-end number three wide receiver who has a lot of upside, especially if things go right. But there's a pretty low floor, too. The boom-bust number three wide receiver is about 20 wide receivers this week.
And that's the Josh Reynolds range if Amon-Ra St. Brown plays. If Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't play, Reynolds would be ahead of Josh Palmer. Finally, Bailey Zappe starting for the Patriots. Does this do anything for the running backs? Is it negative for them? Is it positive for them?
It's what we've been projecting all week. So we expect a lot of touches for the running backs. They're both top 24 guys in both formats, and you can start both Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. Probably get away from Devontae Parker because we're expecting Jacoby Myers back.
All right, questions real quick for 1 minute here. McLaurin or Breece Hall?
Breece.
MVS or Duvernay?
Duvernay.
Will Tyreek Hill have bad numbers against the Jets secondary?
I do not expect so.
Pick one, Brandon Cooks, Drake London, or Romeo Doubs?
Cooks.
Mariota, or go back in time and start Russell Wilson?
Well, I would not waste my time machine on that. I'd go with Mariota.
DJ Moore or Robert Woods?
DJ Moore.
Should I drop Tyler Algier, Gibson, Pollard, Garrett Wilson, or Robert Woods or Elijah Moore to pick up Everett or Njoku?
I would pick up Everett, and I would drop Elijah Moore.
Okay, and one more. Okay, Jacoby Myers, Rashad Penny, or Isaiah McKenzie in PPR?
In full PPR, as long as we don't hear something about a pitch count, I'm going with Jacoby Myers.
All right, because he's Zappy. That's it for fantasy. I'm going to break that one out later tonight, I think, if he has a good game. All right, that's it for fantasy football today. For Heath Cummings, I'm Adam Azer. Good luck, everybody. We'll talk to you tonight with the recap of week 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.